take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Grab your cup of coffee. Today we're going to have a lot of fun and discuss what you think your customers really want to hear versus what they really do want to hear. And people get it confused, but we're going to talk a lot about features and benefits today. And with me is my co-host, Lisa Davis.
Hello, everybody.
And so Lisa and I were chatting as we get ready for today's show. And what was your comment to me about features and benefits?
I'm pretty much clueless, so this is really good we're doing this, so I can learn as well.
and so
I'm very honest.
No matter what line of work you're in, no matter what you do for a living, no matter what your business is, you offer something, and most people confuse it and want to talk about the features of their product, and they don't really get what the benefit is because they think the feature is the benefit. They get the two confused. And so when you said, you know, you're not comfortable with it or familiar with it as much, do you realize some of the features or benefits you offer, even just through your radio shows?
Oh, I see. Okay. So yeah, I offer a lot. So you're saying that this is something off.
That's
vague. I don't even know where to begin.
That's very specific. That's okay. let's talk about it, because if you
obviously like recipes, how to eat clean, what are great ways to work out when it's too cold outside, how to take care of your family better, how to take care of yourself, yoga, meditation. I mean, you mean like that? I didn't know how specific you wanted me to get.
And those are all features. None of them are benefits. And we're going to talk about that today. And I'll give you some great examples.
That's interesting.
It is. Think about it for a minute. Think about it. You know, you could talk about, you know, you mentioned yoga, or what was, name one of the others you just said about working out or something.
Clean eating.
Okay, but think about that. What does that mean to me, and what's the benefit of it? So I eat clean, big deal. The way to ask yourself is, so what? So I eat clean, so what? What it does mean is I'm going to be healthier. I can live a healthier lifestyle. I may be able to lower my medical bills, have more energy as I get older in life, do more with my life. Clean eating is a feature. It's not a benefit. And so I'll give you a better example.
I see.
Okay, people twist it. People, forgive me, but the way in marketing we say it is, people are very selfish. They only buy when you can solve a problem. So if I told you that I just created and I've got the best bottle of 500 milligrams of quick dissolving acetaminophen, you'd be like, okay. I mean, think about it. If I told you that, would you jump up and buy it at any price?
No, I don't think so, because I could just take regular acetaminophen, right? I mean, is this a trick question?
Well, yeah, it is, because actually you've got the knowledge to even know what it is. I would look, or some people would look like a deer in headlights and say, you got what? Nice to hear from you. Okay, reality is, if I told you I've got a new tablet that relieves the worst headache ever in just minutes or even seconds, you'd be like, sign me up. And so the difference is, no one cares what you put in it. They care what it does for them. And that's important, because when you think your customer wants to hear about all these features, you're assuming they have a knowledge of your industry. They have some sort of technical knowledge to even know what those ingredients are or what you do, et cetera, et cetera. But really what they want to hear is, what's beneficial to them? What does it do for me? I don't care how you do it. When you go to buy a car, I know there are some car shoppers that know the difference and they want certain horsepowers, whatever else. Well, if a guy says it to me, I'm like a deer in headlights. I have no idea. Now, if he says, push the gas a little and I'm going to get you going flying down the road and out of trouble if you're ever in it, okay, you got my interest. Or, these are the safety features. I don't care how a seatbelt works or the airbag works. I want to know you're going to protect my family. And that's the benefit of it. One of the great things they do in a sales interview, I know the shopping channels have done this and many other companies. If you interviewed to be a show host, they'll hand you a pencil and say, great, sell me a pencil. Now think about that for a minute.
Cool.
What would you even say? Oh, it's made of nice lead and it's wood and it's got an eraser on it. Well, all those are the features of a pencil. But if I told you now, with what I'm holding in my hand, you have a large, wide pencil, so it's easy to hold. And so it makes it easy to write in cursive, which most of the younger generation doesn't even do anymore. You can write personal letters, forget emails, but you can connect with people on a whole nother level with this pencil, because you can write about it. And if you make a mistake, don't worry. You can erase it. With the end, we have a way for you erasing your mistakes. All of a sudden, people start going, wait a minute, now I know what the pencil's for. No one cared about the features of it. And so you just want to think about, so what? You know, what does it mean to them? And so your features are of interest in a longer description page if somebody wants to look up and get more information. But in your emails, in your posts and social media, in anything you're writing, you want to focus on the benefits. And that's the critical part to learn.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So something like, if you want to feel better, look better, and have more energy, follow me and I'll, you know, tell you what to eat. Is that what you mean?
Or exactly. Or just
basic?
Follow me.
Okay.
No, that's perfect. Because yeah. Now I know why I'm following you. You're going to help me feel better and have more energy. I don't care how you do it. Now, when you give the advice, it's up to me to follow it or not. But now I know why I'm following you. You answered the so what. Eat healthy. So what? I mean, obviously, we all understand some of the benefits, but there are more to it that you could probably share. I could go into my personal with my blood work being out of whack on some things, and you could say, your sentence could be, I'll show you how to get your blood work in line. Follow me. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'll do whatever she says. It doesn't matter what's in that pill. I've been trying to lose weight, and I've been trying to eat healthier to do it. But when someone says to me, I have a diet plan that works, I got to be honest, I'm not looking at the ingredient statement anymore. I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to lose the weight, and then I'll figure out how to get a little bit healthier afterwards, because the weight affects so many things. But not just focusing on health. I got an email today from Walgreens, and in it, they actually had a skin cream that was advertised, and I loved it because all they said next to it was, reduced appearance of wrinkles, firmer feeling skin, more even skin tone. Now think about it. They never touted what the new ingredient they had was. They never talked about anything technical. They just told me what it did for me. And if that's your interest, all of a sudden I can click on that page, learn all I want if I want to know more detail. But that's the hook to get me, is what's the benefit if I buy that product? And so there are great examples, okay? We talked about if you bought acetaminophen, but think about some of it. You know, I'll tell you the greatest example, I think, was Apple when they introduced their, what did they call it? The iTouch? Wasn't that the music thing? The iPod?
Yeah.
Everybody else is selling those MP3 players. I know. It's been so many years. But everybody else is selling those.
And the worst with all this new stuff.
Well, they sell the MP3 players back then. It contains 8 megabyte, 32 megabyte, 64 megabyte. All we knew is the larger the megabyte, the better the deal is, right? And when Apple, when they launched that product, they came out and said, put 1,000 songs in your pocket. Now, I don't know how much memory it had. All I can tell you is I have 1,000 songs I can carry with me. That's more than I could even learn to sing to. My singing's awful, but I still wouldn't. I could get a handful. So, but they sold it on the benefit, not on the technology of how many gigabyte or megabyte back then it had, but what I get out of it. And I get to carry 1,000 songs. Basically, I can listen to anything I choose at any time I want, all in my pocket. And that is selling on benefit, not features. And that's why it took off. They made everything simple. Same with their phones. They do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. That is pretty remarkable how they're able to do that. And you're right. It's interesting. You have to focus on the benefits. Now, are you seeing more people doing this?
Those that are successful. I think people get it mixed up. Mm. The small entrepreneurs don't know the difference. As my background, as you know, I was on Home Shopping. And most of the time you get people on, they go, everybody should know this. No, if you went back in time before you learned it, that is where your customer is. They don't have the technical knowledge of your industry. So tell them how you benefit them, how you address top of mind problems, how you solve their problems. That's the features. If I want to learn more, because there are different psychologies in selling, if I want to learn more and I'm one of those people, I can go to your website and do all the research I choose. However, you keep it at the surface level, because if I see a benefit and you're promising me to solve it and you offer a guarantee, guess what? I don't need to read any further. I don't have time to read further, and I don't have time to learn what you know. I trust you. Click. I just bought it. And it's that simple.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, I need to start doing that more. I think it's so important to get out of, we talked about this with David Essel. It's like, maybe you're not in your comfort zone. Maybe you feel like you're bragging, but you're not. You're just saying what you can offer people that's beneficial.
Especially to people that don't have your technical knowledge. And you shouldn't require your customer to learn your background or the technical side. What are the benefits? And so if you take a list of whatever industry you're in, whatever your products or services are, list all the features down a page, have at it, and list everything you think why they should be buying it. Then next to it, put all those features you just wrote down, what does it do for them? What is the benefit to the customer? Then mix it up, pick your favorites, and that's what you should be promoting, is the top three benefits to them, not the features. There's more. We're going to put this in show notes, so you can always review it back on our website, the10minutemarketer.com. Take a look at this podcast underneath. We'll have it there. We'll have to go more in depth in the future. We're going to run out of time today. So finish your cup of coffee. Think about what I'm saying. Think about how you benefit your customer. And just ask yourself, so what? Why should they use it? That's what you should be selling. Lisa, I want to thank you for joining us and hope you have a great day.